Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We're the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.
Hi guys, I'm Bree.
And I'm Allie. This is Off Script.
If you think about it, books are potential scripts for movies.
When this adaptation happens, typically it's disappointing because they went off script.
In this series, we will be talking about how off script they went.
Howdy, everybody.
Wow, you just said everybody.
Everybody, howdy.
Howdy. Welcome
to Off Script.
I'm Bree.
I'm Allie.
And this is a podcast
where we compare a book to its movie. Today.
Thank you.
Yep. We are reading and comparing A Man Called, we've been saying Ove, but it's not. It's Uva.
Or if you're watching the movie, Otto.
Yes. Because this is a Swedish book.
So we didn't know how to pronounce it properly.
No. And then I did the audiobooks and they're like, A Man Called Uva. And I'm like, what? So then I went and I even Googled it and it said how to pronounce O-V-E. And it was for this book and it had a bunch of Americans and a bunch of Swedes. Is that what they're called? Swedes?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, everybody. Is that what they're called? That was kind of rude. It's not what I meant. And it was like, they're like, Uva, Uva. And I'm like, and everybody, all the Americans are like, Ove? I'm like, yeah, that's about right. So
it's going to get even more confusing for me because I'll start. I read it. So I pronounced it how I would pronounce it, even though Allie told me it was Uva. But I was like, no way in heck. I just got even more confused when I tried to do that. So now I'm going to be calling him Ove, Uva, Otto.
One of those.
Maybe a combination of all three.
Uvado.
Vuda. Uda.
And then they change all the characters' names because they Americanized the movie. We
like
did not.
Hardcore.
Yeah, we did not watch the A Man Called Uva movie. Did you know it was a movie?
I did. I know. I kind of wish we did. Just because I think it would be fun to see the Swedish version.
Well, I'll add it to our. We have a list of movies
to do for minisodes where we compare it to the other version.
Yep, and I'll add this one.
Yeah.
Anyways, so yeah, it's season 4, episode 10. Let's go.
We're getting through it.
Woohoo! Do you have any picture painting you want to do?
I'm tired as all heck, guys, because I started my job. And I work 3 a.m. to 11. So I'm going to bed at 5 p.m. every day. And it's really thrown my schedule off. Like I eat breakfast at 2 in the morning. And I eat lunch at 8 in the morning. And I eat dinner basically anywhere from noon to 2.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And so my days off, it's also rough because my days off are split up hardcore. I have Tuesday, Thursday, and Sunday off.
Fun.
Oh, so fun. Yeah, so recording today is gonna be fun. Like, look, I lost my train of thought. That's why I paused. But I went and I saw the Bob Marley movie today and it was actually really good.
I think
people should watch it, especially if you're a fan of Bob Marley. Go see it, because it made me even more a fan of his.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Plus, it was really cool because it was really sweet. His son does a little opening thing to say, like, me and my family endorse this movie. Like, I was on set the majority of the time they were filming. We got it as accurate to his life as we could. We are proud of this movie.
Oh, good.
I was like, that's so sweet. And then the whole soundtrack is just his songs.
Nice.
And so, like, there's scenes, obviously, when he's writing songs. So you're like, ooh, will he be writing my favorite song? But then the next song you hear for the soundtrack is one of his songs. You're like, oh, there it is. There's my song. Yeah. So
well, that's good.
Mm-hmm. And it, surprisingly, I went, it's a Monday. And I saw it at 12:15 on a Monday. So you would think it would be an empty theater.
It's President's Day.
Mm-hmm. I forgot about that because the theater was full and there were a ton of kids there.
Wow. The kids liked it too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was funny because there was a grandma and a granddaughter sitting next to me and grandma was like hardcore fan. Like Ziggy came on the screen to do the introduction. She was like, your grandfather's seen him.
Oh, so cute. Yeah.
And granddaughter literally was like, she said it before the movie. She was like, I'll try not to sleep this time.
So they've seen it before and she fell asleep. Oh my gosh. Oh, it's awesome.
Yeah.
That's cute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So that's a good picture painting.
I think so. I'm endorsing the Bob Marley movie.
There you go. Let's do our synopsis. So Uwe, or Otto, is a man who is very bad at dying. He's having... Oh, yeah, we should... Let me pause.
Oh, yes.
Trigger warning, attempted suicide quite a lot.
Multiple times.
Yes. So there's your warning.
Yeah.
So Uwe, or Otto, is a man who is very bad at dying, having unsuccessfully attempted suicide on many occasions. But Otto's life is given new meaning when a young family moves in next door. So our author is Frederick Bachman. My voice.
Bachman.
Thank you. Mark Foster is the director. Screenplay writer is David Maggi.
Oh, I would say McGee.
Yep, probably. Well, I'm used to McGee.
McGee,
but yeah, that does look like a McGee. Did the U.S. screenplay, and I guess our U.S. screenplay is very much based off the Swedish one.
That's cool.
Hans Holm wrote that one.
Nice.
It must be really closely because they credited him in this movie.
So. Yeah. Well, we'll have to see.
Yes.
I just want to see, because I think it would be cool to actually see Swedish people playing this.
Yeah.
Plus, like, it didn't make sense in my head. I couldn't figure out where in the U.S. Otto was trying to take place. So I was like, why is it snowy? Why is it cold? Why is it this? Whereas in, like, Sweden, it makes sense for me.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. I know. I guess I didn't. Yeah, I don't know.
Plus, I also really wanted the family to be Iranian.
Instead of poor. Where were they from? No, I know, but they were.
El Salvador.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I think. Yeah. I think in Americanizing it, they also lost that.
Mm-hmm.
Which made me sad because I was so excited for, like, I wanted to hear how they pronounced all of their names and, like, all that, and then I was like, oh yeah, that's why I didn't remember that name.
That's all right. I got you.
Yeah.
Let's see if I can remember from the audiobook. All right, and our audiobook reader was George Newbern.
How was it?
He did good. He was like a grumpy old man.
Perfect.
Yep. All right, so the book came out in 2012 in Swedish and then 2013 in English. And the movie came out January 13th, 2023. So that's 10 or 11 years, depending.
Wow.
What you want to base it on.
What's funny, obviously, I had never heard of this book until I saw the movie. And then we added it to our list. And then I started reading it. And I was like, wow, I'm surprised. Because, like, reading it, I was like, this author is actually, like, an enjoyable author. Like, I would read his other books. I was like, I'm surprised I haven't heard anyone else talk about it. Literally, like, I'm a quarter of the way through the book and I'm on Instagram scrolling and someone is reading one of his other books. I was like, wait, that's weird.
That's funny. It's that mind reading that social media does.
Yes, it is.
All right. So which do you
have you gotten?
I don't know. My kids have slept in my bed the last two nights, so not really. Which first? Did you read or watch?
I watched it first.
I read it first.
Mm-hmm. Let's see.
Mm-hmm. And so our initial thoughts of the plot and the story, would you recommend it to a friend?
Absolutely. I would.
I would too.
Yeah. I think it's a good story.
It is. It's like sad, but wholesome at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody knows a grumpy old man. So it hits to home too.
Yeah. Well, guys, we are now in Allie's birthday month. So it's her time to answer all these questions.
Woo!
Why'd you pick it?
Okay. So as we said, we pushed my birthday month because we did Hunger Games in January. Mm-hmm. And I picked this one because I had really wanted to see it
mm-hmm.
in theaters. Like when I saw the trailer for it, but I don't know. It's hard to go see movies now. Because I have children yeah. and like Cameron and I, it would be easy because he worked at a theater.
Yeah.
So it would be easy and cheap to go do it. And then it'd be like, hey, we're going to have a date night and we're going to go. Whereas now I feel a little more guilty because one, I have to pay for it. And then two, I have to ditch my kids with my parents again. I don't know why it was easier to ditch them when I had Cameron.
I was like, you're doing the exact same thing.
I feel like I did it way less.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now I'm doing it more because I'm trying to have more of a life yeah. than when he was here. We just always did family stuff and
yeah.
I didn't ditch him as much. But anyway, the point is I never saw it in theaters. And so I really wanted to see it. And then when Bree said it was a book, I was like, okay, I'll just wait and we'll do it as a book. And so then I had to pick and I picked this one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't do fun facts.
Oh,
no. I can't believe that. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay.
Allie's super fun facts.
That she had to do on the fly.
Yes, but luckily there were only 19 on IMDb, so.
Easy.
All right, here are my top 5/6, because one I'm going to tie together. Okay. This whole movie is like a Hanks family movie.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that. So, obviously, I did know this one because I did cast.
Did you also watch my video? You did not watch my videos yet.
I did. I made the whole.
Oh,
which one did you? Which one?
About his wife singing the song.
Oh, yeah. That's one of my fun facts.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So here, you say it. Then oh. I'll only have 5.
So perfect. There's there's a song at the end of the movie. It plays during the credits. And it's actually a really good song. And I was looking up for a different song in the movie that I wanted. And as I was scrolling through, I was like, Rita Wilson. And I was like, that's Tom Hanks' wife. And then I was sitting there and I was like, wait, she sings a song in the movie?
Yeah.
And then it played in the movie and I was like, that is so cute.
Yeah, Till You're Home is mm-hmm. it what it's called. So then we got Young Otto is played by Truman Hanks, mm-hmm. which is Tom's son. And then in the scene when Otto approaches the BMW that is playing rap, the song being played is White Boy Summer by Tom Hanks' other son, Chet Hanks.
I love it.
I know. I thought that was so cute.
What's funny is Colin wasn't in it, and Colin's a very big...
I don't know. I didn't know...
Famous guy.
I didn't know any of his kids.
What's funny is you would know Colin. It's funny because Colin looks exactly like him, too.
Oh, my gosh. He looks identical.
Yeah. And he's in a ton of stuff. Like, I was always like, this dude is in everything. Why? And then I realized that he was Tom Hanks's kid. And I was like,
ah.
The people you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was in Welcome to the Jungle, Jumanji.
Uh-huh.
Mom.
Yep. That's where I recognize him from.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, because a lot of the ones that I know him from, I don't think you would know him from. He's in Dexter.
Nope.
He's in... He's in The House Bunny, which I don't remember him in that, but I watched that movie.
Cool.
Yeah. But why is this guy not in?
I know. All his other family was, but not him. Okay, that's cool. Whatever.
They're like, we're having a family reunion without you.
All right. Okay, number 2. The original Swedish adaptation was nominated for 2 Academy Awards and was the highest grossing foreign film of 2016. So we will have to watch that.
Oh,
why are you about to cry?
No, I'm trying to think. I'm like, then I must have heard about this movie and book.
Because you watch, you always do your Academy Award.
Mm-hmm. Watching. Mm-hmm. Hmm. All right. I'm trying to think why I went in heaven in 2016. No, I definitely did. Oh, I know why. I watched it with someone who didn't care about it, and so I wasn't totally watching my Academy Awards.
All right, I realize that was fact number three. So here is number four. When Otto is chasing away the UPS truck shouting, mm-hmm. the guys with the white trucks, it is an obvious reference to FedEx, and it's a nod to Hank's own film Castaway, where mm-hmm. he was the character there for FedEx.
Mm-hmm.
That was cute.
I love Castaway so much.
And then I did this one just for you because you can't, you guys, I'm so excited for you to watch our TikTok video tomorrow because, so our YouTube video is like 8 minutes long because we did great at showing our thoughts.
Yeah.
But Brie had so many comments about this cat. I could take all of her cat comments and put it in our TikTok video.
I love the cat.
Well, here you go. The cat who played the stray that Otto encounters in the movie's name is Smeagol.
Name Smeagol.
There you go.
That's so cute.
Oh gosh.
It's because he's so precious.
Oh my gosh. Smeagol's not precious. It's his other side. But...
oh my gosh.
They aren't going to name their cute cat Gollum.
Oh my gosh.
They got an ugly cat for that.
Oh, there you go. That was for you.
Thank you.
He's one of the cutest cats ever, though. I'm also really glad because in the book, he's described as this very haggard looking cat with like he's bald in a lot of places, but he's got some fur patches and mm-hmm. he's mangled because he's a stray cat that has not had an easy life. And so when I read that, because I had seen the movie, I was like, I'm so glad they did not. I would have just cried the second I saw the cat. I don't know. Take him in.
Oh my
he needs
gosh.
Love.
Oh, whatever. Then meanwhile, next week we're going to do Dog's Purpose and I'm going to be crying the whole time. I gave you your cat movie before my dog movie.
That's true. I'm glad. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Dude, I'm on
Was
like,
it on purpose?
No. I've started a Dog's Purpose, guys.
I'm so excited to read it. I haven't read it yet. I've only seen it.
What? You haven't read it yet?
I haven't read it.
I'm sitting here reading this book going, the only reason I can get through this is because I know Allie's read this.
I have not read it. All right, let's do it.
Yeah, I am not a fan.
All right, shall we get started?
Let's.
Okay. So Uwe is a 59-year-old grumpy old man.
Mm-hmm.
And he's trying to get this new computer from the store, but he's being very difficult for these workers because he's set in his ways and he doesn't know what an iPad is and he wants a computer. Dang, nabbit.
I wish they had this in the movie.
I do too, because I like, we'll see at the end, how it's almost a tie back.
Yeah, yeah, I like that. Instead, we have Otto at this hardware store shopping for a hook and a rope, and I wonder why.
Yep. Oh, and also I'll make note when it happens, but this book has chunks of it starting in the present, and then about every chapter it flips present past, so I will be mm-hmm. sure to let you know.
Mm-hmm.
So Uwe wakes up and he patrols his neighborhood like he does every morning, and exactly the same way. He has his notebook. He marks down cars that aren't supposed to be there and all this sort of stuff. And he's a little bitter because it's a Tuesday and he's doing this because he was forced into retirement. But he's going to go do his neighborly duties.
Mm-hmm. In the movie, they kind of forced him into a retirement, but they did it in a way to where he then chose to retire, which I thought was an odd change. Mm-hmm. But I liked in the book when they just showed up and were like, hey, you're retiring today.
Yeah.
He was like, wait, what?
Yep. Yeah. Because they were basically in the movie. It was like, mm-hmm. okay, we're cutting your hours. We're going to do this and that mm-hmm. and this. And then he was
and
like,
he's like, and the person you had me trained, you gave him the supervisor mm-hmm. position rather than me. Like, he was like, you forced me into this.
Yep. All right. So Uwe has new neighbors who back their trailer up into his flower bed. And eventually he has to go and back the trailer up for them because he's like, these guys are morons. And the wife is also super annoyed because her husband's the one who's driving and she's like yelling at him, and Uva comes out and is yelling at that. They match pretty good. She's very pregnant and very hormonal. And Uva goes back to his house and there's a knock at his door. And it's the daughters, a 7-year-old and a 3-year-old of the new neighbors. And they brought Uva food. They're like, our mom says you look hungry. And he's just like, ugh. And throughout this entire book, he's been talking to his wife, but she hasn't responded. But he always will mention her and talk to her.
In the book, the neighbors, when they back into the flower bed, they also crash into Uva's mailbox. Mm-hmm. In the movie, they don't go into his flower bed or mailbox. They just crash into the like porch little awning thing. And that's what makes Otto run out to back him back or to do it himself. And when Otto gets into the car, that's where he meets the kids. And who brings the food over is actually the man and the wife, not the kids. Also, at this point in the movie, he has started to have everything turned off in his apartment. And at first you just think it's because they did it in a very funny way where you think he's just mad. Oh, because he gets a phone call and it's from like a, what are they called?
A robocall?
Yeah. So he gets angry and hangs up really quick. And then the next scene is him on the phone like and angry about things. And then he starts turning things off. So you think he's doing it because he's mad. But then you realize why he's doing it.
Yeah. So Uva's out driving and there's like this punk BMW driver and they kind of have a parking lot showdown and Uva's super petty and he won't let him get in the parking. There's two parking spots and he's like blocking so he can't get one either of them. And then eventually Uva lets someone park there and then he parks and he's like, haha, I win. And it turned out to be the pregnant wife and husband. And he's like, gosh, dang it.
Like, I can't get rid of these guys.
And they're like, oh, thank you. And they think he was doing it nice because he's a nice neighbor. And oh, gosh. And then Uva bought flowers and he's talking to his wife, Sonia, again. And we find out she passed away 6 months ago. So he's like visiting her grave and talking to her.
The only thing that happens out of that is he goes to his wife's grave.
All right, here's our first flashback. It is when Uva's mom died when he was pretty young and his dad worked really hard and he eventually got a Saab car. Ooh, so fancy. And Uva was brought up or brought to his dad's work when he was a kid. And there was this incident where some money was found. I believe it was money. It was a wallet.
Yeah.
And this guy named Tom, who's a coworker of his dad's, wanted to keep it. But Uva turned it in and his dad was very proud of him because Uva had the choice to keep it too, but he knew what was right. And his dad died when he was 16 and Uva went to return his dad's 2 weeks of pay because his dad got paid in advance and he didn't work those 2 weeks. And so instead the company hired Uva to work for those 2 weeks, but he worked for 5 years and that's where he met Sonia.
That doesn't happen in the movie.
Nope. We're back to the present. And Uva is walking around the neighborhood and he sees this girlfriend of a neighbor throwing rocks at a cat. And she's like, the cat scratched my dog. And he's basically, well, your dog's a mutt and it has blood on it and the cat has blood on it. So clearly the dog was in the fight as well. And she ran off and Uva goes in the house and says, okay, time to die. Like, that's how the chapter ended. And by this point, you know, like going into it, I knew that it was a sad book. Like, that's what people said. They were like, it's just a sad, has sad elements.
Sad story.
I didn't know what sad. And then it's like, he's like, but it was like so matter of fact. He's like, okay, it's time to die. I'm like, wait, what?
That's kind of, I went into the movie and the first scene when he's buying the rope and the hook, my brain went to the obvious, but I was like, no, that's not what this movie's about. Literally almost the next scene is to send it up. I was like, oh,
what? He's a very sad, cranky old man.
Yeah. Yeah, that happens in the movie.
So Uva makes sure that his house is clean And he like is vacuuming and everything so that when people come find his body, they see his nice clean home. Mm-hmm. And he screws the hole in the ceiling and hangs the noose. And he gets a knock on the door, and it's the pregnant lady, Parvana, and her husband, Patrick. And they were asking to borrow a ladder and some tools. And Anita, who is Rune's wife, as she's referred to this entire chapter, shows up and is asking for help with her radiator. And Patrick notices tire marks on the floor, and he asks about them, and Uva slams the door in his face. And he finishes setting up the noose, and then he kicks the chair out, and he feels the rope tight on his neck. And that was another what moment. I was like, this book just started, and it's like, okay, that's it.
So all of this happens just at different points, because Anita comes and asks him. Actually, no, it does happen all at this time.
I think so.
Yeah. Yeah, that happens.
Okay. So then we get a flashback. And I do like, too, in the book how was it each chapter or each first line of the chapter where it's like a man called Uva.
Oh, it was the chapter title.
That was the chapter title. Okay. And so this whole point up to now, it's a man called Uva. And now it's a man who was Uva. So I'm like, oh, my gosh, he really did die. But then I notice they do that on the flashback chapters, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is a flashback chapter. So Uva was working and Tom framed him to get him fired. There was like basically money. And Tom's like, Uva stole it. And Uva wouldn't say it was Tom, even though he knew it was Tom, because Uva was a man of principle and like thought about, you know, it's actions, not words. Which, whatever, Uva.
Yeah, I know. I was mad at him. I was like, just say it. Everyone knows it wasn't you, but right. They won't do it until you say something.
Exactly. So the company had to let him go, but they didn't file charges because they knew it wasn't him. And then they offered him a job on the night train, and that's where he met Sonia.
So in the movie, this doesn't happen, but each time that Otto tries to kill himself, that's when we get a flashback.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just going to say how he meets Sonia in the movie, because it's way different than in the book.
Okay.
Because in the movie, I almost said Tom. That's the actor's name. Otto sees Sonia on the opposite side of the train's like platform.
Mm-hmm.
And he sees that she drops a book and he gets worried. So he runs over to pick up the book for her, to find her and give her her book. And then, because I think they just show a brief glimpse, right, mm-hmm. when he's hanging. And then you get the rest of the story a little bit later. Mm-hmm. But I'm just going to give it right now. So then you find out that Otto was trying to go to Pittsburgh, but then gets on her train and is going the opposite way as her, which is kind of the same, but kind of not. But then when the ticket checker comes by, he has to pay money because he's going the wrong way. And so they're like, you still have to pay for this. Mm-hmm. And then he's shy some money. So Sonia gives him money, and he had a quarter left over and tried to give it back to her. And she goes, no, keep it. So then he carries around this quarter forever. And it's a big deal.
Which is not in the book, right?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Not at all. Which is funny, because when the scene where it is a big deal in the movie and book happened,
mm-hmm.
I was surprised that it wasn't a big deal. I was like, oh, okay. We're going to find out. And then I was like, it's not a thing.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right. So back to the present. And Uva's falling and he's thinking of his friendship with Rune, because your thoughts come to your forefront before you're about to die, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Anita and Sonia became best friends when they moved in, and their husbands were forced into a friendship, as, you know, couples tend to do.
Uh-huh.
And they're pretty similar, so they should get along really well. And they basically ran the HOA together, whatever it is, in whatever they called it. In what did they call it? I don't remember. It was basically the HOA for their neighborhood. Anyway, so they basically ran the HOA together. And an incident happened, though, and it made them not be friends anymore. And Uva's rope eventually snaps, and he's pissed off because he's like, gosh, they don't even make rope the same as they used to. Like, it snapped. What the heck? So he decides to go help Anita with her radiator.
In the movie, what stops him, which was a little bit upsetting to me, because in the book, Uwe knows construction and he knows how to make things work. And he's, when he's setting up his noose, he talks about how he needed a weight bearing stud. In the movie, Ove just puts a very flimsy hook into the ceiling, doesn't care if there's a stud there or not. And so, of course, when he gets up on his noose, there's too much weight on it. Mm-hmm. So the hook falls out of the ceiling.
Yeah, I didn't like that either.
Mm-hmm. I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, he knows what he's doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I in the movie, I'm about to just spoil something from a book too, but whatever. Uwe becomes someone who works in construction in the book.
Mm-hmm.
That does not happen in the movie.
No.
So that's why he didn't know. But still, I was like,
right,
why?
He seems like a very smart old man. You'd think he would know that still.
Mm-hmm. Someone who don't work in construction knows that.
Someone who don't.
Someone who don't. I don't.
Oh, gosh. Okay. So we got a flashback for you. Uwe inherited his house from his dad, and the white shirts were trying to get it from him. And he decided instead of giving it to him, he's going to fix it up, do exactly opposite of what they want. And then this is when he got a job with construction to learn how to work on houses. Like, could you imagine being like, I'm really interested in learning this, so I'm going to go get a job so that I a learn how to do it. A
second job when I work overnight. Girl, I could barely... work one job that's not even fully overnight. It's like partially overnight. All I can think is, when is he sleeping? How is he doing this?
He says he gets like 3 hours of sleep a day. Like,
and
oh,
he's
my
fine God. With that? Gosh, I get 8 hours and I'm still tired.
So he keeps getting nasty notes telling him to leave, but he ignores them. And at one point, he helped this guy who claimed to be an insurance agent. And he's like, you know what, Uwe, I'm going to set you up because you have to have homeowner's insurance. Like, come on. And so then one night, the neighbor's house caught on fire. And instead of saving his house, he ran in because the neighbor's grandson was in there and he saved the grandson. Good job. Proud of him. But when the fire department got there, they were told they can't put the fire out yet because it's the higher ups have to tell them because it's on municipal land. Is that like a real thing?
Mm-hmm.
It's psychotic to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if there's a fire, put it out.
You would think. It just depends. Especially like, say it's on the borderline of two different cities, then the right fire department has to get there.
But oh,
like,
my gosh.
If there's a fire that's also on like, so Pierce and King. So say there's a fire here and it's Pierce, but then it spreads to King. Pierce can for sure put these out, but technically King's supposed to put this out. At least that's what I've assumed.
That's so insane. It's all just work together, people. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so higher-ups took too long and the fire eventually burned his house up and he called the insurance, but it turned out it was a scam.
I was so sad for him at that part.
I was so sad.
I was like, wow, that dude was a dick.
I know.
This does not happen in the movie.
Not at all.
But I will say, so in the book, his dad, doesn't his dad die with his mom like in a car crash or something?
In the book?
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
How does his dad die in the book?
Or I don't know. Maybe he did die in a car crash, but they didn't die together. His mom died when she was younger.
Oh, yeah. His mom died and then he died. Well, sorry. I'm trying to like figure out how to. I'm just, look at me. I'm just going to keep spoiling stuff from the book.
That's okay.
Make they your job easier.
Yeah, that's fine.
Ove at some point tries to go into the army, but finds out that he has this heart condition so that he can't go into the army, right? Well, in the movie, when he's trying to get into the army, they ask him if he was aware that he had this heart condition. He was like, well, my dad died of it. So I assumed. It's hold on. That's not why your dad died.
I actually don't remember how he died in the book.
I know it wasn't from the same exact heart problem that he has.
Because it was a shock that he had it in the book.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. First question. How did his dad die? Oh, his dad was struck by a train.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Actually, I kind of remember that. Oh, the other thing that I want to mention here is in the movie, there's also basically people trying to build up homes called Die in America.
It's basically the white shirts in the book.
Yes.
But not.
But it's not. Yeah. They're very different in the movie.
Yep. All right. So in the book, we're back to the present and he does his daily checks. But now a cat is following him, or the cat he saved. And he sees Patrick trying to open the window on the ladder from the outside. And he's just like, oh, my gosh, he's such an idiot. And which, I mean, yes. He goes into his garage and sets up the car to kill himself with exhaust fumes. And he leaves a suicide note, which is super long. And he keeps adding to it. He's like, oh, I got to make sure I add how to take care of my car and get it all clean because there's going to be exhaust fumes in there. And he drifts off. And then he starts hearing a banging on the door and he eventually gets up to get it. And it's Pravana and she's freaking out because Patrick fell off the ladder and they need to go to the hospital. And eventually he says, fine, let's go. And she goes and gets the girls and they all go to the hospital.
Sorry, I have a note from a little bit ago when he went to bleed Anita's radiators in the movie. Otto went to go do it for her, but he was like, I'm only going to do it if you return my nozzle that I let you guys borrow a few years back.
Yeah.
Which was funny, since that's not what happened in the book.
Nope. But it was setting up for using it to...
Yeah, exactly. Using it for this what he was point. Just doing. Yeah. Yes. And so when he's getting his hose back and he's bleeding the radiators for them, he finds out that Diane and America are telling Anita and Ruben that they have to move out of their house. And so we don't hear anything about the white seats until a little bit later. And that whole storyline is a little bit off. And I thought it was really sweet because Otto, as Anita's grabbing the hose for him, is telling Ruben, like, basically, bye. Like, I'm not going to be here for long. Like, this place is going to shit. I'm not here much longer anyway, whatever. And Ruben grabs hold. Ruben is basically, he's, the movie never explains what he is in the movie. That's the upsetting part.
Right, it doesn't.
In the book, he's got really bad, like, dementia, Alzheimer's, to where he just doesn't talk anymore. And, or if he does talk, it's barely anything. In the movie, he, like, he's almost paralyzed. Like,
yeah, he looks, yeah.
Yeah, it was bad. But when Otto gets his hose back and is walking away, he grabs onto the hose to keep him there because he doesn't want him to go and kill himself.
Otto's just like, give me it back.
Yeah. And then he's like, Ruben, what are you doing?
Didn't Otto like hit him, like smacked him?
Oh, give me it back.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
And then the rest of it happens.
So in the book, we're back in a flashback and some guys in the the white shirts came and they're like, hey, you have to give us your house now. And he legally did because he had no money because he didn't have insurance. And this, he also was discharged from the military because he got into the military and he was loving it. But as we said, he got discharged because his heart is too big. Was it the same reason his heart was too big in the book? And he ran into Tom again, and Tom's at just like making fun of him and all this sort of stuff, and he just went and took a shower and he came back out and his clothes are gone because I think they ran into him at work because he still works for the same company. And but also his father's watch was gone, so Tom stole his dad's watch, and Uwe went and found Tom and punched him in the face. He's like, this is the moment I decided what man I'm going to be. Like, I approve.
That does not happen in the movie.
And we're back to the present. And Uwe was taking the kids and Pravana to the hospital. And Pravana's like, can you please wait with the girls? I just need to go check on Patrick. And he's reading them a story because the little three-year-old wants a story read. And he's doing it all wrong, right? No voices or anything like that. But then a clown comes in, and then it's kind of like a little fast forward because Pravana comes out And they're like, are you these girls' mom? And she's like, oh my gosh, yes. Where's Uva? And they're like, oh, he's over there. He punched the clown. And so we learned that, you know, we also learned that he was not very happy that he had to pay for parking. And
yeah,
he's very particular with where his money goes. And mm-hmm. so the clown was wanting some money to do a little trick. And so he punched him. And when they get home, she noticed the exhaust hose. And she's kind of putting two and two together. So she's starting to ask him to do more stuff around the house to help her, kind of slyly mm-hmm. being like, hey, we need you. Help us.
Mm-hmm. Especially since he made them ride to the hospital with all the windows rolled down since his suit smelled like exhaust. Yes,
his whole car was stunk.
Also, he's driving around the cat and he makes the cat sit on newspaper.
Yes.
That doesn't happen in the movie. But basically what Allie just said happens in the movie, except for I do love when it skips forward and the clown's in the hallway hugging a nurse crying.
I know, it's so funny. And this is the scene where Brie was talking about where that quarter comes in.
Yeah, because play. He gives the clown the quarter that Sonia had, and then he knows it's that one because it was from a specific year when they made silver quarters. And so when the clown gives him his quarter back, it's a different year. And he's like, this is not the quarter I gave you. And the clown's like, well, yeah, it is. Because he's trying not to ruin the magic for the kids.
Yeah. And so, I mean, that's a fair reason if it's that important mm-hmm. to you.
Mm-hmm.
But in the book, he was just annoyed with the freaking clown.
Mm-hmm.
Which...
Same.
All right, and then we're in a flashback in the book, and Uva is falling hard for this girl on this train, and he ends up sitting next to her, and they have a conversation. He ends up lying, saying, hey, I'm in the military, and that's why I'm on this train, when in reality, he's on that train because he's going home from the military,
mm-hmm.
being told he's discharged. She's like, oh, cool, you know, I go home at 5. He's like, hey, me too. Like, maybe we'll meet up again. And after many train rides, eventually Sonia asks herself out for him. And his landlord is so excited for him and gave him tips on about like getting flowers and all this. And then on the date, he came clean about how he lied about the military. And like, he kind of like got up to leave because he's like, she's not going to want be with me anymore. I lied to her. And she's like, yeah, I knew about that. Who in the military gets off at 5 p.m.? And she still wanted to date him. And then they had a happy life together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that basically happens.
Mm-hmm. Minus the...
Yeah.
How you already explained.
Yeah, exactly. The last half of it happens.
Yes. We're back to the present, and he decided that he's going to die by a train running over him. Which is kind of interesting that's how his dad died.
With how his dad died, you would think you wouldn't want to do that. Also, I feel like that's just like one of the worst ways to go.
I would think
that
so.
That you could choose. Yeah.
Anyways, so he's going to do it. And as he's waiting for the right moment, because he's got to wait for the train to get close enough, a guy passes out onto the tracks. And he's just like, oh my gosh. Like, could you imagine being like, this is what I'm supposed to do. You're stealing my thunder. Yeah. And no one's helping him. So Uva gets down and helps him. And he helped him up. And then he stood there and he waited for the train to hit him. But this kid driving the train started looking freaked out because Uva's just standing there. So finally, he got off the tracks. Oh, and people are calling him a hero. And he's just like, ugh. And he just leaves.
And that happens in the movie.
Mm-hmm. I didn't like, though, in the movie how someone, unless this happened in the book and I just missed it, how someone like pulled him off the tracks and was like, what are you doing? So it was like, because they were like, get off the tracks. Whereas in the book, it was like clearly a point where everyone was around mm-hmm. the guy who had passed out.
Yeah. I guess also, too, I should probably say that at this point, because it's a more modern movie, there's people recording him too with their phones.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. So we got a flashback to Uva and Sonia's relationship. It's just so cute. And he met her father a handful of times, and Uva helped him learn how to fix his car. So he kind of got like grumpy thumbs up from Sonia's dad. And Sonya had a cat named Ernest.
That doesn't happen in the movie.
No, she doesn't have a cat.
I would like her to. It made the cat that he gets even more special to me. Mm-hmm. I was like, look.
Sure, that's why he had a soft spot for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So back to the present. Parvana comes out to find that the cat froze in the snow. And they go to Uva. She's like, we have to help it. Help it. And they try and get it warm. And then a neighbor, Jimmy, comes over and he's like, oh, you gotta use your body heat. And he like takes off his clothes and he's like warming the cat. And Parvana then went to make coffee and she found Sonya. Or, and this is when we find out that Sonya was in a wheelchair, and that's why there's wheelchair marks, because and the counters are lower and all this sort of stuff. And they eventually had to go take Jimmy to the hospital because he's like, oh, I forgot I'm allergic to cats. And like, not me allergic, but like he had worse allergies. Yeah. And it was like, oh my god,
bad.
And so now Uva gets a cat.
So this, first off, this cat in the movie looks dead.
I think it was supposed to basically be dead.
I know, but it makes me so sad. I hated seeing this twice over. I was like, oh, this poor baby. But then basically the rest of it happens, except Jimmy at this point doesn't realize that he's allergic to cats, and he offers to take it because Otto is like, I'm not taking care of the cat. And Marisol, who is Parvana, is like, I'm pregnant and I can't be around cats. Well, she can't be around litter. But and Jimmy's like, I'll take care of him, which I'm like, because then the next scene is him coming up with a box with cat in it and he's got hives on himself and he's like, yeah, I forgot the other day that I'm allergic. I'm like, you were holding the cat, how come your hives didn't show up until right. The next day?
Exactly.
Also, I would like to make note that at this point in the movie, Tommy, who is Marisol's husband, has come home already, and he does not have any casts on his body.
He's just chill from
from falling off of the ladder. Yeah, he's in like a boot.
Maybe medicine is more developed than it was in...
Maybe. 10 years ago?
Yeah. We're like, used to need a cast for this, but now we can put you in a boot.
Yeah.
All right. So in the book, we're back to a flashback where Ernest the cat died. It got hit by a car and Sonya was so sad. But then she ends by saying, hey, we should get a house because the baby needs a bigger house. And that was her way of telling him she's pregnant.
It's cute. This doesn't happen in the movie.
All right, back to the present. And the vet gave Uva all the instructions on how to keep this cat alive, which he was not happy with because he's like, I don't want this cat. But then he went to visit Sonya's grave and chatted with her and being like, you'd be happy. I have a cat now.
Yeah, he does that in the movie. And I love he takes the box.
I know, the little cat pokes his head out. It was so cute.
I love Schmeagol so much.
Oh my gosh. All right, so we got a flashback and Uva and Sonya are getting ready for the baby, and we also find out Anita's pregnant, so they're gonna do their little pregnancies together. So cute.
We don't get that in the movie. No. As clearly as in the book.
Nope.
We know that Anita and Ruben have had a child, and we at one point find out that Otto and Sonya were pregnant, but
that's about it.
Mm-hmm. Also, one of my notes that I haven't said yet is in the book, the big car thing for Uva and his dad was the Saab. In the movie for Otto, it's a Chevy.
Mm-hmm. Americanized.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we're back to the present, and there's this woman that shows up, and she wants to interview Uva because he saved the guy's life on the train station. And Uva, as she's talking to him, sees a car coming towards Rune's house, and he kind of just runs off and ignores her. Mm-hmm. And he's pissed off because the car is driving on a the road you're not allowed to drive on, and he's driving on it.
Mm-hmm.
But he also knows It's a white shirt guy going to Rune's house.
Mm-hmm. This happens in the movie, except for the woman who wants to interview Uwe is for a newspaper. But in the movie, it's for a social media journalism.
Modernized.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. The difference, too, I think, was in the book,
mm-hmm.
this road is just no driving, period.
Yeah.
And in the movie, it's you have to have a permit to get on it, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that you can park your car in front of your house and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so in the book, we're at a flashback. And Sonia and Uwe went on vacation for the first time together, and they went to Spain. And they took a bus because Sonia's like, it's so romantic. I don't think buses are romantic, and I'm confused as to why she thinks they are.
I think as someone who was riding a train back and forth from home to her school all the time, it was a different form of travel. And Spain is typically a romantic city because the Spanish are pretty romantic, you know, flamenco and all that.
Well, yeah, I understand but, Spain being romantic, but I didn't get the bus thing.
Yeah, I just think it's
different form of travel.
Different form of travel going to a place that's romantic
okay.
with the person she loves before she has a baby.
That's true. I guess I would think a bus or a train could be romantic, but if she does it every day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fair.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this happens. Well, you don't find out that she thinks it's romantic, but you see them on the bus and you see their whole crash and everything. Mm-hmm. And this is actually, this scene is where I found this is where I went to find the song. Because I was like, oh, I like this song. This is a good song. And then I thought it was funny. Allie's not a Stranger Things fan, so she most likely did not fall in love with the Kate Bush song that got very, very popular with the last season of Stranger Things. It was the Running Up the Hill. Mm-hmm. It was very popular, and I bet you if I played it for you right now, because I know a bunch of people on TikTok were using it in their videos and stuff, that song just got popular. But when that song was playing, I was like, I know this voice from somewhere, but I can't figure it out. And then I found it and I like am downloading it on my phone. And then I'm like, wait a minute, that's that same girl that played that or sang that other song. And then I went and listened to it. And I was like, yep, I do like both of these songs a lot.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
All right. So we got the present. And Uwe is trying to get rid of this reporter because she just keeps coming. And she followed him into the garage. So he left and shut the door. So she's locked in the garage. And Parvana comes over and she's like, okay, Uwe, I'll make you a deal. Because she hears her knocking in the garage. And she's like, oh my gosh, did you lock her in the garage? And he's like, all right, she said, I'll make you a deal. If you take me to the hospital again to get Patrick, I'll get rid of the reporter. And they made the deal.
So Otto does lock the reporter in his garage, but she does have a door to get out on her own. He just shuts the door on her.
And it was like a...
It was cool. I like that door.
It was a cool door, but it was like a... He was like, oh, shoot, someone's coming. Shut. Is that how it was in the book? Or was it he was just annoyed, so he shut the door?
I think it was both in the book. Okay. He knew that he didn't want anyone else to see the reporter to know what he had done.
Oh.
So he was just hiding her.
Okay.
Yeah. And Tommy is already out of the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And so what Marisol is coming to ask of is for him to teach her how to drive. And he says no. So she's like, I'll go learn from someone else.
Mm-hmm. And that's also how he took her to, she got him to take him to the hospital the first time. She's like, fine, I'll just take a bus. And then yeah. He's like, no, I will drive you.
Oh, yeah.
Because we find out right here.
Yeah.
In our flashback. Are you done first?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we find out in our flashback that they're on the bus heading home from their Spain vacation. And Uwe smelled wine on the bus driver, but he's like, maybe that's a normal thing in Spain. It's whatever. And he gets up to go to the bathroom and the bus crashed. And Sonia was in a coma for 10 days and she lost the baby. She ended up being paralyzed, but she was able to get a job and worked with ADHD kids and she loved it. And the school wouldn't build her a ramp though. So Uwe did. Could you imagine the school being like, no.
I know. I was like,
we'll hire you, but you can't get in your classroom.
My assholes. Yeah. That basically happens in the movie.
Mm-hmm. So back to the present. Uwe is driving
everyone home from the hospital. The kids are sitting on newspaper and the three-year-old is drawing a picture. And they get home and Pravana says that the picture is of everyone and she always draws Uva in color. And later that night, Uva is about to take a bunch of pills to kill himself. And then he hears this cat meowing. Mm-hmm. And he goes outside and the dog lady's trying to kick the cat and he stops her. And then he goes to Rune's house and asks for like iron sheets. Is that what they were?
Mm-hmm.
Sheets of iron.
Yeah.
And Anita let him look in the shed and he found some.
It's like those, what is it? Like corrugated.
Yeah.
So all of the hospital stuff happened forever ago in the movie when they actually came back from the hospital. Mm-hmm.
And I love that in the book or in the movie, he had them all in newspaper, but like it wasn't like a big
deal. It was just a nod.
Like if you saw it, you saw it. But like if you didn't.
But also, didn't it only happen once he got his new car at the end?
No, it was all every time.
Oh, I didn't see it every time. I only saw it at the end. That's funny.
Yeah.
And then he does basically after the train, he doesn't try to kill himself again in the movie. Oh yes,
no,
he does one other time, but not with pills.
Not here. Yeah.
Yeah.
So in the book, we're back to a flashback and Uva's remembering his life with Rune. And, that's not really a flashback. That part is the flashback. There was like a bunch, there was like a bunch of stuff. I just summed it up. So remembering his life with Rune. Now we're back to the present.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets his mail delivered by this little mail boy. And the kid asks if his wife's name was Sonia because he used to have a teacher, or she used to be his teacher, and she was the best teacher he ever had. And Uva him spoke for a bit, and he noticed the broken bike, and the kid's name is Adrian, and he said he's fixing it for a girl he hopes will be his girlfriend. Actually, he said she is his girlfriend, and he's like, well, I kind of hope she's my girlfriend. That's weird, first off.
Yeah,
like
very weird.
It was like, because he did it multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fixing it for my girlfriend. Well, I want her to be my girlfriend. Like, that's weird.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think so. The first time that Ove saw the bike was early in the book.
Yeah.
And he was locking it up.
Yeah.
And so I think he said it's my girlfriend's bike because he thought, oh, if you think it's not my bike and it's actually like someone else's bike,
oh, maybe
you won't lock it up. So
maybe.
I think that's how he got in that. And then it was a, yeah, it's my girlfriend. Mm, well,
kind of girlfriend.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So in the movie, Adrian is kind of a mesh of characters.
Mm-hmm.
And so he doesn't talk about the bike being for his girlfriend because the bike is for himself. And he is meshed with Mirsad, who in the book is a gay man who hasn't come out to his dad yet, ends up coming out to his dad in the book. And so Adrian in the movie is the mailman with the broken bike who is Mirsad, basically.
Yeah, but I think he was trans in the movie.
Oh, thank you. Yes, he was trans in the movie because one of the reasons why he wanted to thank or tell Otto about his experience with Sonia was because she was the first person who called him by his name.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and wasn't his name Malcolm, not Adrian?
Yeah, it was Malcolm.
There
in
we
the
go.
Movie.
Yeah, that makes more sense. My note is smush Adrian with Mirsad into Malcolm. I was like, who's Malcolm? Yeah. So yeah,
okie dokie. Well, so Uva said that he would help him fix the bike, but they had to work around his schedule and the kid told him when he works and all this sort of stuff. So there's a flashback and it's all about how Rune and Uva stopped being friends. It's like a pileup of stuff, but it really boils down to a car feud because it was Saab versus
Volvo.
Yep.
I would have been on Ruben's side. Sorry, Uva. But it's funny because in the movie, it's Ford versus Chevy, which is such a common.
I know. Maybe Volvo and Saab are common in like a common feud. In
yeah, probably. Probably. Sweden. But I love Volvo. So mainly just because of a certain vampire. But
oh my gosh. Oh gosh. Okay. So we're at the present.
Mm-hmm.
And Uva was teaching Pravana how to drive. And she's mad because he brought his car, which is a stick shift. He's like, I'm going to teach you the right way.
And eventually she starts crying because the car behind her is honking and she just can't get it. And Uva gets out and pulls this kid out of the car and yells at him, which freaked him out a bit. He let Pervana know, hey, you're not a nitwit. You can drive this car.
Yeah, that basically happens. Mm-hmm. Also in the movie, he's having her drive them to a cafe, which in the book is where Adrian and Mirsad work and is where him and Sonia used to go. And so he hasn't been there since she passed, but in the movie he goes there every Saturday like they used to. Mm-hmm. And so he takes Marisol there and he tells her the story about him and Sonia, and then she asks if they ever wanted to have kids and he gets all quiet and they leave.
Yep.
So that's how we find out about that in the movie.
So we have a flashback and it's about Rune and Uva's friendship. And little things were building up and they were petty towards each other. And Anita and Rune's son ends up moving out and he hasn't visited since. And Rune is now forced to go to the hospital because of like his memory is going. So we learn like they're making him go for sure.
Yeah, that does not happen in the movie.
Not the hospital. It's not the hospital. It's a retirement home type of thing. Or is that where Anita's going?
Like a care center. It's yeah. Where Anita's going is the retirement home. It's a basically hospice.
Mm-hmm. So then we're in present time and Parvana and Uva went to the cafe where Adrian works and he had no idea how to make black coffee because no one orders just coffee. And so Uva went behind the counter and made it. And another
I love that. Do you want cream?
Yeah. He's like, wait, what else in this? Mm-hmm. So another employee came out who was Mirsad. And we find out he's gay and the boss comes out and is yelling at them because there's a cat in the cafe and Uva said, I'll fix something and the cat stays. And so he fixed something in the shop and then the boss is like, oh, my gosh, I'll offer you whiskey. Thank you for fixing this. And Adrian quickly comes out or no, he's out working on the bike. And then Uva comes out and checks on him and he's like, hey, please don't tell the boss that Mirsad is gay because that's his dad and he hasn't come out yet.
Mm-hmm.
And like it was just so foreign to Uva. He's like, he hasn't said anything yet. Like he's almost like, if this is who he is, why isn't he saying it? It was like it was sweet. And
I was gonna say it was very unexpected for me with Uva.
Yes,
because I was like, you're so old school and set in your ways and this is the one thing that you're not old school about. It's like, come on, why can't everyone be like him?
I know.
Like, if he's okay with it, why aren't you all?
Exactly.
But, and that I just said what happens at the cafe.
You do.
The rest of it does not happen.
Okay. So we have a flashback, and Uva really hates change. And so Sonia was diagnosed with cancer, and he made sure she went to class every day. He rolled her into class, and he picked her up and put her where she needed to be, and he just was not liking that she couldn't do things like they used to. And it was just sad.
Yeah, that doesn't get you. Mm-mm. I will also say at this point, Marisol has asked Otto to babysit the kids so that they can have one last date before their next baby comes.
Mm-hmm. So we're at the present in the book and Parvana suggests helping Uva put Sonia's stuff in boxes. He got pissed and he kicked her out of the house. And Uva kept getting phone calls from the lady that wanted an interview. And he sees the white shirts out in the yard and he goes to stop them. And they say, hey, we're taking Rune away. Like, sucks. You can't do anything about it. And Uva borrows the trailer that Patrick had at the beginning of the book.
Mm-hmm.
And he blocks their car in. He's like, you guys aren't supposed to be driving down here. Like, rules are rules. And they left and they said they're going to come back with the police. Mm-hmm. And Uva decided, you know what? Okay, I'm going to shoot myself now. But that was interrupted because Parvana was bringing him the phone because the lady about the interview now was calling her to talk to him.
So now that Marisol and Tommy are on a date, Otto notices that the dishwasher is not in place like it should be, and the girls say that's the goddamn dishwasher. And so then while he's watching the kids, Otto fixes the dishwasher.
Mm-hmm.
And then Marisol comes home and sees that Otto has fallen asleep with one of the girls and the other girl is just playing chilling next to him, and they think it's so sweet. And then the next day she suggests helping Otto with Sonia's stuff and he gets mad. And then he sees the people trying to make Runin and Ita move out and he gets very angry. And so then he runs into his house and locks himself in his house for a long time. And Marisol gets very, very angry and upset at him.
Because he won't answer her.
Mm-hmm. And then the journalist comes back to Otto the next day that he's doing his little walk thing. And then he sees... Oh, nope. I'll let you catch up.
Okay.
Because things start getting... Oh, wait. No, because I will say that the stuff with the trailer and the white suits does not happen in the movie.
No, I was looking forward to that.
I know. Yeah, this is where everything starts changing up a bit.
So we're back to the present, and I think we've been in the present, right? Yeah, we've been in the present. Mm-hmm. Uwe decided to shoot himself in the middle of the night, and when the cat was asleep, he sat up. He waited for the cat to fall asleep. He literally laid in bed and waited for the cat to fall asleep.
I love that so much.
And he set up tarps. This whole scene was actually cute. And he, every time he gets dressed in a really nice suit, so people will find him, and he's basically ready for
his funeral.
But then he's like, oh, shoot, you know, this is going to be bloody. I better take my suit off. And so he's in his underwear, and he adds a little note to his suicide note about what to do with the suit. But he's like, oh, I don't want the cat to hear a gunshot, so I'm going to turn the radio on. And then he just listens to the radio for a bit, and it's the news. And then he's like, okay. And then he's ready to shoot himself. I also like, though, it seems like at every point when he's going to kill himself, he finds little things keep him alive a little longer. Mm-hmm. Like, he has to clean the house. He has to make sure his note is perfect. He has to. Mm-hmm. So it's like he doesn't want to.
He doesn't want to, but he misses his wife.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Oh, I don't think we've explained that. The whole purpose of him trying to kill himself is because he wants to be back with his wife.
Oh, yeah, we did not. Yep, that's why.
I just realized. I was like, wait.
There's more than just grief here.
Yeah.
Yes. So he's about to shoot himself, and he hears a knock at the door. He goes to the door, and it's Adrian and Mursad. He's like in his underwear holding a shotgun. And Adrian like bangs his head because he like freaks out, and he's like, we're just wondering if Assad can stay here because he came out to his dad. And he's like, what the heck does that mean? What does came out mean? This whole scene was awesome. And but eventually he's like, yeah, you can stay here. Not a hotel, but sure, fine.
So he doesn't wait for the cat to be asleep in the movie. And I was really sad about that. It's like, I love that he was very aware of the cat, like, this will wake the cat up. This will make the cat sad. This won't be good for the cat. I was like, yeah, it won't be. But then Malcolm does come after. He like goes to shoot himself, but then the knock at the door makes him aim wonky. So he does end up shooting the gun, but it just doesn't hit its mark. Mm-hmm. And so then he hides the gun and goes to the door. And Malcolm's like, what was that?
Why are you naked? Yeah.
And then the rest of it happens, and he lets Malcolm stay with him.
Mm-hmm. So Uwe the cat, Jimmy, and Mursad do their morning rounds, and Jimmy was telling them all about Rune and how people are coming that afternoon to take him. And Uwe's like, yeah, right. Now it's going to be a couple of years. I know how people with the white shirts, how long they take. And Jimmy's like, no, it's already been a couple of years. Anita didn't want you to know because Sonia and you had enough to be going on with. And Uwe feels horrible because he didn't realize this. And he decided he's going to help Anita and Rune before he dies.
This basically happens, except for Jimmy also tells Otto that Anita has Parkinson's disease. Mm-hmm. And so they gave their kid the power of attorney. So basically whatever he says goes, and he's told the Diane Merica that they can take his parents out of their house. And so that's what makes Otto go, oh, no, 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 we gonna fix this.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if they had to do that because American laws are different than
probably
Sweden laws. Because I was like reading this part and I was like, this would never happen. Like, people can't just come in and just kick you out just because you're sick. Like, if you legit cannot, can see that you really cannot take care of your husband, probably.
Yeah.
But there was no implication was that no she reason. Couldn't.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
so.
I know. It was just because their son was saying it
right.
in the book still. But you would think they would go and look and yeah. be like, yeah.
I don't know. I just thought that was an interesting change, mm-hmm. giving her Parkinson's and son power of attorney and stuff.
Mm-hmm. I know. Me too.
All right. So we're at a flashback. And people who have all lived in the neighborhood, like all ruining.
Oh, wait. Actually, yes, they can.
They can what?
People do come in. I've realized my grandma's mother-in-law and brother-in-law, he mentally was 5, even though he was like 50, 60.
Mm-hmm.
And mother-in-law was like 80, 90.
Mm-hmm.
And it got to a point when the city finally was like, okay, he can't be in your care anymore. And he just came and took him. And they fought it. They tried to not let him. They were like, that's not going to be good for him. But there was nothing they could do. So it does happen. But I don't think we hear about it as often as in Sweden, maybe. I don't know. Tell us, our Swedish listeners, if there's any.
Yes. Do we have any?
According to Anchor, yeah.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Hello.
Welcome.
How do you say hello in Sweden?
So one of my favorite rock bands is Swedish. And so I was doing Sweden in Duolingo for a long time, but it's a difficult language for someone who
is not.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, whoa, I think it's something like, I know. Yeah. It's J-A. Do I know what it is? I don't remember anymore.
Isn't it just like, yes?
Maybe. Let me pull up Duolingo for us.
Do it. Let's give you a Swedish lesson.
It's going to be like, you haven't done a Swedish lesson in a long time. Let's refresh. Oh, it's telling me kaffe is coffee.
Oh, you guys can hear it. Go along with us.
Mjölk.
What do you think that is, Allie?
What are my options?
Mjölk.
Milk.
Thank you. It's like, you need me to read you your options
it's
with that?
Quiet. Oh,
I don't
sound.
Know what that one is.
It looks like it's just sounds.
Hey.
Oh, hey. Hey.
Hey.
Hey.
Hi.
That's how you say hi.
Oh, hey.
H-E-J.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. Hey.
Yeah. There we go.
Welcome to our
I won't
off-script.
Do any more Duolingo.
Duolingo.
I realized I was explaining in our mental health one when I was editing it. I was explaining what we were hearing in our headsets from Finch because I didn't realize that it would record it in what we record in for the podcast. And I was editing it. I was like, oh my gosh. And I just kept going. I was like, yeah, I got to get my gems. I got to do this.
You didn't realize it would record it? Oh.
No.
Dude, I totally knew it would because... Like when we did our in the library one and you played the Harry Potter, like old episodes.
Well, so I knew that worked, but for some reason, I think at some point I tried doing that with Water Llama and it didn't do it.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know, but you're welcome. I'm so glad I did part of my Duolingo lesson with you guys.
All right. Anyway, so in the book, there's a flashback. It's people who live in the neighborhood. The neighbors with Rune and Otto, Uva.
Hey, you're the one that did it.
I know. So one of them was a druggy neighbor and they called the cops and got him arrested. Another family was a dad who beat his wife and son. And eventually Rune and Uva go over there and beat him up. And Rune let the wife and son stay in their house. And it turned out the son was Jimmy. And I loved that tie-in.
Yeah. That doesn't happen in the movie.
No, it doesn't.
But it's very sweet because Jimmy goes and has dinner with them every week.
Yes. So we're at the present and Uva tried to talk to the white shirts on the phone, but they were not helpful. And Patrick called the newspaper. Called the neighbor who was dating that dog lady. Mm-hmm. And it turns out they broke up. But he works for a towing company. So they created a plan. And when the white shirts came back, their car was gone. And they're like, psh, I don't know. You're not supposed to park here. So maybe it got towed. And they're like, you know what? It happened with it. And He's like, I don't know. And the police are like, well, he says he doesn't know.
So in the movie, this is not how this happens. And so Otto has gone to Marisol because he needs her phone to call the journalist lady to help him with his plan for what he's going to do to stop the Diane Merica from taking Anita and Rune from their house. And Marisol does not want to help him because just yesterday he got upset at her and locked himself in the house and wouldn't open the door for her. And she's like, I didn't know what was happening. I was scared for you and all this stuff. And so then Otto just confesses to everything. He was like, I've been trying to kill myself for the last few months. Like, for some reason, things keep keeping me here, but this is where I was in my life. And he explains everything. So then Marisol feels like, oh, okay, we are good friends. Like, you can come in and use my phone. So then the journalist lady finds out that they're doing illegal things, or well, Diane America are doing illegal things to force people out of their homes and like going in and what is it? They're not keeping to the HIPAA laws, basically, and getting people's health information and medical information to see if they're not doing well and being able to go in and kick people out of their houses and send them away to homes. And then she records it all so that it goes on social media so everyone will hate Diane America. And that's how they fix that issue.
Mm-hmm. Whereas in the book, the neighbors have all been hanging out and they're trying to figure out a plan on how to save Rune. And Uwe showed Parvana the blue crib. Oh, because he made a crib for their baby.
Mm-hmm.
And that they never got to use. And so he decided to give it to Sonia. Mm-hmm. And
that happens in the movie, except for in the movie, he wrecked their crib. So he remade a crib for Marisol.
Mm-hmm.
That was sweet.
That was sweet. And so the white shirts come. And when he says, okay, Anita, it's time to go. Take care of it. We're taking Rune. They said, you can't take care of him. Who's going to take care of him? And all of them, all the neighbors stand up, say, we'll take care of him. And then the journalist comes out and shows all these documents of people the white shirts have taken off, as well as bank records that show where their skeezy little money's going.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, it's super sketchy. And so the neighbors won and the white shirts left. And Uwe promised the reporter an interview for helping them. So he gave her interview.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Otto in the movie does not give his interview because instead, as he's walking away with the kitty cat, he falls to the ground and he has to go to the hospital.
In the book, Uwe's having thoughts of his life the past few months.
Oh, wait. I'll just finish this.
Okay.
Because I only have one more note and then I'm done.
Okay.
So he falls and Marisol freaks out and runs to him and gets him an ambulance to take him to the hospital. And she goes to the hospital with him. And then she goes into labor right then and there after he's okay.
Which does not happen.
No, that does not happen.
It would be more convenient, but it doesn't happen.
Yeah, no. I know. I was like, wow, that was very lucky. And then basically Otto gets to live a long, healthy life and then dies naturally.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So Uwe is having thoughts of his life this past few months, and he's hung out with the 3-year-old a lot, and he played video games with the 7-year-old, which I thought was super cute. Mm-hmm. He like she's like playing, basically I pictured like The Sims or something like that, like a house where you make your house and you're making a neighborhood. It was more of focusing on the house part than the people.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just like, well, what if you do this, what if you do that? And it's like,
mm-hmm.
2 hours later, Parvana comes in and yells at them to turn off the game. He's chatting with the neighbors, and he even went and spoke to Mursad's dad. And so then he went to visit Sonia, and he brought everyone with him. And the 7-year-old invited him to her birthday. And she's like, Mom said no gifts because the only gift I want is really expensive, which is an iPad. So naturally, Grandpa Uwe went and got an iPad for her, and Jimmy helped figure out how to help him get the iPad. And the now 8-year-old hugged him and said, thank you, Grandpa. And after the party, they went on a walk and they saw someone trying to break in, and he tried to stop them, but he had a piercing pain and he collapsed. And then Uwe spent time in the hospital. And he...
Can I?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. No, this is not where. Never mind.
Okay.
Oh, wait.
This is with the.
Yeah. Well, no, because so he got stabbed.
Oh, that's right. He got stabbed.
Yeah. So when I read this part, I was like, holy shit, he's going to die right here, isn't he? I was like, wow, we're not going to get this happy ending. That I was like, oh, different. But there is still more to the story.
There is still more. So Uwe spends time in the hospital and he tells Pravana. The doctors say to Pravana to prepare for the worst. And however, Uwe gets better. And they get home, they chat for a bit. And then Pravana's like, we need to go back to the hospital. And it's a boy. She had her baby. Mm-hmm. And then we got the epilogue and it goes over several years, like 4 years. And he's having a good life and he's really involved in with Parvana's family. And he also becomes the neighborhood fix-it guy. Like everyone comes to him for him to fix things around the neighborhood. And one day Parvana wakes up and she feels like something is wrong. And she goes to Uva's and he had died. Did he die peacefully in the night? Mm-hmm. I read it as he died peacefully. Okay. Mm-hmm.
I know the movie makes it seem kind of weird because he's laying on his bed, but he's not fully on his bed. He's like halfway on his bed.
It's like he just like, because the bed's made and everything.
Onto his bed.
It's like he was sitting there and he just kind of fell over and died.
Yeah.
But he died in the night. Like the cat was there and Parvana got to snuggle with the cat because they were both so sad. He left her a note, but it was a very short note. Like it's not his pages like it used mm-hmm. to be. And there were 300 people at his funeral.
And though he specifically said to have a small funeral yep. with barely anyone.
Yep. And eventually a new neighbor moved into his house and he was a grumpy old man and he drove a Saab.
He wasn't a grumpy old man. He was a like kid, but he was grumpy like Ove and he drove a Saab. So Parvana was
a grumpy young kid.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she was like, you're going to be perfect.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Also in the movie, though, they noticed. So Parvana didn't wake up with the feeling.
Yeah. They were just having breakfast. And then Tommy looked out the window and was like, wait, Otto didn't shovel his driveway yet.
Because he has his routine every morning. Mm-hmm. And it was snowy and his driveway was not shoveled.
Mm-hmm.
And they just knew. They're like, get the coat. Get the kids.
Fix it.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. That's it.
Yes, it is.
Okay. We have 91 cast members in this movie.
That actually feels like way more.
It really does. I feel like a lot of them were like
probably
extras.
The background. Yes. Yeah. Yep.
First, we got Tom Hanks. Played Otto. Uwe.
So I like him for Otto, but having read it, I think I would cast Stellan Skarsgård. Oh, you would know him as Bootstrap Bill Turner.
Hmm. Okay. Yeah. I can see him being grumpy.
Mm-hmm. And he's Swedish.
Well, look at that.
Yeah, I just realized too. And basically, as we were going through our notes, I kept picturing him
really?
In my head. Yeah. So I was like, well, I guess I have a different Otto.
I guess so. I don't know. I love Tom Hanks. I thought he did great.
I love Tom Hanks too, but
I could see, there being crankier old men out there. All right. We have Mac Beda. Played Malcolm or Adrian and Mersad.
He was sweet.
He was a cute kid.
Mm-hmm.
I liked him.
Me too.
We have Cameron Britton played Jimmy.
He is hilarious.
He was
loved him.
Funny. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was good.
Mm-hmm.
Juanita Jennings is Anita. Is that how you say her name?
Juanita? I would think so.
Okay.
Wait, what did you say?
Juanita? Janetta? Janetta?
All right. So how do you say the character's name?
Anita? Juanita?
There you go.
Okay. Names are not my forte.
I just love that it literally has Anita.
It really does. How cool is that?
That's what I was just thinking.
And
I was
like,
wait, she did not say Juanita.
I did not.
She did good.
Yeah, she's good.
Mm-hmm.
Peter Lawson Jones is Ruben, aka Rune.
I think he did good too.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Marina. How do you say it?
Mariana.
Yeah. Mariana. Mariana. Yep. Oh, no. Trevino.
Yeah.
Okay. Marisol or Parvana.
She was sweet. I loved her.
I liked her.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. In my head, I was picturing a blonde girl. That's a different movie. But what movie am I picturing? What movie has a blonde actress in it?
With like a grumpy old man?
I thought so, but no, I guess not.
I have no idea what you're thinking of.
All I could picture was like the scene where this blonde girl pulls up in her car and gets out and is like looking up. And it's like a grumpy old neighbor or a neighbor is up high.
Allie is literally describing every trailer for a horror movie.
It wasn't a horror movie, though. I don't know which one it was. Anyways, if you know, tell me. That's all I got for you.
But don't be sad when you list off six different ones. And she's like, no, no,
no, that's not it. Nope, nope. Anyway, so yeah, but she was good.
Yeah.
And then we have Manuel Garcia
Rolfo.
Like Tommy or Patrick.
He was hilarious. He was great. He was
really good, mm-hmm. Which I'm so glad they kept him because Patrick was super loofy too.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. So they kept him really good.
Yep. He was perfect.
So the two girls were Christina Montoya and
Christiana Montoya.
Oh, yep. And
Alessandra.
Yeah.
Perez.
That's pretty.
They were very cute.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Rachel Keller as Sonia.
She did good.
Yep. And I didn't go back in here, but we found out what's his name was young Otto.
Tom Hanks' son.
Yep.
What was his name? Poor kid. I can't remember.
Why didn't they cast the other one? If they wanted it to look like Tom Hanks, they should have done the other one. Was he not young enough? Truman Hanks played young Otto.
He did good.
Yeah.
Is the theme of the book and the movie the same?
Yeah.
Yeah. Grumpy old man trying to go bye-bye.
Do the characters stay true to how they're written? I mean, I think they stay as true as they can with a cross culture country
apart
switch.
From Otto and his construction stuff.
Yeah.
But and I guess Rune and his I almost said illness. Mental health. Yeah, his health in general. Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Which do you prefer?
I actually don't know. Hang on. You go.
That's funny. It was tough because I actually enjoyed them both very, very much. But Allie, what's the one thing I don't like in books?
Backstory.
Mm-hmm.
It's that backstory every other chapter.
It's funny because I started reading before Allie and I was like, oh, I love this book. And I told her that before I got to my first backstory chapter. And I was like, okay, I can handle some backstory. And then I got to the next chapter and I was like, good. See, that was quick and easy. And then the next chapter was backstory. And I was like,
every other chapter.
Yeah. I was like, hold on. This is a bit too much. So I have to go with movie, but know that it was a very tough decision for me.
I think I'm leaning towards movie also.
Yeah.
But I don't really know why. I like both of them a lot.
Mm-hmm. It's because you don't like reading.
Might be it. Like I would prefer if I had to do it again, I would just watch it.
Mm-hmm.
I think I just like time. I like Tom Hanks a lot too.
Yeah.
So that helps why. But no, I actually think mine might be the backstory too.
Yeah.
Like I think it was just overkill. Mm-hmm. Like it wasn't. Like I do love backstory and I love learning about my characters and all what makes them them. But it when it takes up half the book.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas they did it really well in the movie where it was flashes when he was mm-hmm. trying to kill himself. So,
yeah, I agree.
I'll go movie.
Yeah. Perfect.
Okay, you guys.
You know what would make Allie's birthday great?
My late 32. Rate us, subscribe,
and
review.
I forgot.
2 months later. Let's do it, you guys. I guess it's like a month later.
What would make Allie's birthday book pick month? Goodness. My brain really was like, okay, this is coming out in January.
As it's February and we're recording.
Yeah, tell me. Tell me how I thought that. I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
What Allie said.
And with that, you know, we always do. We said it earlier. We do our additional reactions, our longer ones mm-hmm. on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta go watch those out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
8 minutes
there.
We're getting up to like actual, like they usually are legit. Like
short.
3 minutes, four minutes, like barely longer than our TikToks. But no, we got lots going on now.
Working on it for you.
And then
I'm so freaking excited, guys. We're Wednesday. Are you ready for this episode on Wednesday? I'm ready for you to get it.
We've been ready for 6 months now.
Yes. I've been so excited for it to release, and then it got pushed back. And now we're here. We're at Divergent. It's funny because I keep looking through, like, I can't even think of what I'm looking through. If it's one of our apps or if it's our Instagram, where I'm looking to see what I need to post.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, but you've already posted for like The Fault in Our Stars and Divergent and all this. Like, where is it? And I'm like, oh yeah, you've recorded. You're ready to post. It's not there yet. Yeah.
Yes, we've had it ready for you guys for a long time. So yeah, that's coming out.
Yeah. And then Monday, we've got another Ally pick for you.
A dog's purpose, because I have to give you a dog episode.
You heard it here, folks. She has to give you a dog
episode.
You paused.
I don't know why. I was just so excited.
You have to get him a dog now.
Hey, you know what? If I can come take care of the dog, if it can live with me, I'll get you a dog. Oh, man. So, yeah, come tune into that.
Okay.
Come on. Two more sentences. You can make it.
Then you can go to bed. All right. And with that,
you have to keep that in. Oh my gosh.
Sorry, guys. And with that, a man called Otto
went off script.
Bye.
Thanks for sticking with us.
We hope you enjoyed it.
If you did, we would greatly appreciate it if you gave us 5 beautiful stars, reviewed, and subscribed.
You can also follow us on Facebook at Offscript, on Instagram at OffscriptPodcast21, and on TikTok at Offscript_pod.
Shoutouts to Madame Ashen Creations for our adorable logo art.
And Adam Daniel for our incredible theme song.
And to Creative Cinephile Productions for producing our podcast.
See you next time.
Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We are the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romantasy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.